Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to have you with us, and thanks for joining me today. I think I'd like to do something a bit different today. So let's begin by soaking for a moment in the wonderful words of Psalm 139. So let me read these to you. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I am far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you're there. If I hide on the wings of the morning, if I dwell on the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become light, but even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvellous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Oh God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. Oh Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with a total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. I want us to keep those words in mind as we consider some other things. And as of course you will have read, seen and heard, the news is full of the awful situation in the United States with the protests and the riots that have come about in response to the death of George Floyd. And I'm sure you'll have seen this picture around the news. This is of his memorial in Minneapolis. But it's raised not only as a result of the way he died, but it's about the institutionalized discrimination and racism against the black population. Now, I don't want to dwell on the incident as such, but rather register and ponder the challenge that I believe this whole event brings as to us as fellow human beings about how we see others. Just a moment. God of all comfort, we pray your peace and your love to be with the Floyd family and all friends who knew him. Be with them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we know all lives matter to God. Every human being is important and extremely valuable to him. Jesus expressed that when he came to die for us. He came to the world and he came to die for us. 16 explains that. And that purpose was to bring everyone into a relationship with him. Therefore, God loves every human being despite their ethnic background or their skin colour or their language. Anything about them, God loves them. And to him, each human being is valuable and precious. That goes for you too. Each one of us is unique. And as we've just read, are wonderfully and marvellously made. So who am I, who are we, to say that one person is more important or more valuable than another? None of us can do that. And let's also not forget the crisis which we're still caught up in too. The cry from all those whose relatives have died through this coronavirus pandemic. Nearly 40,000 people. Each one is a real person, not a statistic. In relationships, in families. It's about each precious life. Each one matters. But in this instance, and the situation in the US, and now, in fact, across the world too, even here locally, for us in Bournemouth, it's affected. People are protesting. People are voicing, and they're saying, Black Lives Matter. As they too are wanting to be heard, this whole culture is wanting its voice to be heard. And this incident has highlighted the need for complete equality and justice to be seen for all, and rightly too. God has put breath, the Ruach of God, into each person, giving them life, giving them an identity, giving them his very being. And it's interesting that as the lack of breath, George Floyd's life, and the I can't breathe until you can phrase has now become a way of standing with and alongside our black friends and our black neighbours. I can't breathe until you can. I find that really searching because I do. I go on breathing. I go on with my life. And sometimes these circumstances don't really grip me. I think this one has. And as it says in those searching words of Proverbs 31, verse 8 and 9, let me read them to you. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and the helpless, and see that they get justice. I believe these days are one of those moments which we need to stand and speak up. So let's stand and speak up and pray for justice and that fundamental shift and change within our world, that all will see the specialness and the value and the importance of every human life, and that none of us are above any other. Let's allow God, even in these days, to challenge and change our prejudices where they exist within us. I'd like to close very short today, but I want to close by leading you in a prayer that's been written in the light of these tragic events. Lord, how long? I've entitled it. Lord, how long? From the depths of our soul we cry, how long? From generation to generation, your children have suffered. How long? Our pain is great. How long, Lord? Day and night we cry out to you. How long do we see our loved ones crushed under the yoke of hate and injustice, weighed down by society's institutional bias? God, you are the God of all. From before the beginning of time, you are the sovereign God. Your mercy endures from everlasting to everlasting. Show us your hand of mercy. All this time, in this generation, let your power be manifest throughout the earth, throughout your earth. Heal our lands, heal your lands, heal all minds, heal all hearts. For it is only you, our God, who can create a new heart and a spirit of love and compassion, in whose hearts that are as stone. Lord, order our steps. May we all march in one accord. Move through us by your might. For you are the power and the glory. So, in our struggle, we will still praise you. We will still lift our hands in prayer towards you. We will do your will whilst we wait on you. For we know you are with us in the storm, and that healing, peace and joy will come in the morning. Amen. So let's ponder. Let's not let the news just be several feet away from us on an iPad or on a TV, but let's allow God to speak to us and challenge us in these days and to get us to rethink and reevaluate how we see others and how he sees us and what we must do about it. Bless you, and thank you for being with me and watching. God bless.